Orsini, come along.
Orsini's camel gazed upon him with adoring, doe-like eyes. Thick drool spilled down its lips and hung suspended in the air.
Oh. Orsini, mount the beast and let us be off.
Yes, Orsini. Better you mounting the beast than the beast mounting you.
You are not one to be talking of unnatural conjugations, Celt.
The villagers took the reins of the camels and led the party ceremoniously through the village. The villagers bowed and wished them well. Nasa clasped Reza's hands.
Sahib Bizni Dor Kilsin.
The sorcerer turned and looked back at Marius with a frown.
What is it?
They want Marius to bless the village.
Cole looked back at the huddled form under the shawl.
Marius, give the villagers a blessing.
Marius did not move.
Marius, give the villagers a blessing. I command it.
Marius sat up in the saddle. Many villagers knelt. Marius raised his hands, and the shawl's fringe fell away. Cole flinched as he looked at the priest's mottled hands. The nails had fallen from several of the fingers. Marius's hands went to the cowl, and he pushed back his shawl and hood.
Marius!
The mid-morning sun fell on the face of Father Marius. Marius's straw-blonde hair lay matted against his skull. The flesh of his face sagged on his bones and was purpled and blackened with dead blood where it was not white as chalk or gray as slate. Cracks in the skin exposed open wounds. Insects had been at him. Only Marius's flat, bloodshot eyes were alive. They looked down upon the villagers with horrible intensity. Marius began slowly drawing a cross in the air with his right fingers.
In nomine Patris, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Women seized children and ran into their homes. The village men shook their weapons in religious rage and retreated in mortal terror. Others seized up sticks and stones. Marta's bow was in her hand. Cole drew a javelin.
Amen.
Damn you, Marius!
Reza's face was horrible to behold as he raised the ring.
You will pay for that. By the white Christ you worship, I shall show you what suffering really is. Now cover yourself.
Marius covered himself again. Nasa stood transfixed in terror before the gate. Reza pulled a sack of coins from a saddlebag and tossed it at his feet. Nasa stared at it as if Reza had thrown him a scorpion. Reza's face twisted, and his switch flipped across his camel's haunches.
Hot, hot, hot!
The camel lumbered forward, and Nasa leapt from the camel's path.
Marta, Cole, guard the rear!
Cole slid his shield onto his arm. The rest of the party filed through the gate. Marius's camel made no effort to move forward, and Zuli seized its reins. The village was turning into a mob. Cole raised his shield against a thrown stone.
Zuli! Get Marius out of here!
A clay brick hit Zuli in the side. A javelin sank into Orsini's saddlebag.
God damn it! Marta, get them moving!
Cole leapt from his camel. He had no idea how to fight from atop it. He stabbed his javelin into the ground and hurled down his shield. The academy blade sang forth, and he whirled it about his body in the two-handed sword drill.
By God, I will behead every last one of you!
The mob knew not his words, but his intentions were clear. A rock hit Cole in the chest of his armored jack. He pointed his sword towards the stone thrower.
Fine then! You first!
The villager ran forward, brandishing a huge knife. Cole yanked his sword free, and the man fell on his face. Three villagers ran forward with fanatic fervor in their eyes. One stumbled as an arrow sank into his chest. A second shaft sprouted next to it as if by magic. The man fell, and another of Marta's arrows transfixed the next man through the belly. The third man threw his club at Cole and fell back into the mob. Cole pinwheeled his bloody sword around in an arc overhead.
Come on!
Men shook knives and fists, but no more stones flew and no more of the mob came forward. Cole scooped up his shield and backed up towards his camel.
How the hell do you mount this thing?
Just climb. I'll cover you.
Cole sheathed his sword and shoved his shield into the pack straps. The camel listed to one side as he leapt up and grabbed the saddle horns of brass. He pulled himself up between its humps and instinctively reached for reins that were now far out of reach. Marta covered the crowd with her bow.
Go! Use your switch as Razor did!
Cole pulled his switch from his saddle strap and whacked the camel on its side.
Hot, hot!
He nearly fell off as the camel lumbered forward in a great rollicking motion. Cole hung on for dear life as the beast charged down the path after the rest of the party. He could feel the blood of the fallen villagers staining his hands. He felt like throwing up.
Zuli, are you...
Cole's head whipped around. His blood froze. The villagers had turned away from the gate and clustered back into the village square.
They're slaughtering the horses.
Cole leapt from his camel.
Cole, do not!
Bastards! Bloody red-handed bastards!
Cole's world turned red with rage. The thrill of his sword ran up his arm and sat in the lowest part of his brain like a glowing halo of vengeance. He took the sword in both hands and broke into a run back towards the village.
Cole!
A loop of rope fell over Cole's head from behind and suddenly cinched his arms against his sides. Cole struggled to his knees.
Cole! For the love
of... I'll kill them! I'll kill them all!
He heaved Marta off as he vaulted to his feet.
Cole, control yourself!
Cole fell forward as his leg was yanked out from under him.
There is nothing we can do!
Cole heaved beneath the hands that held him. Tears spilled out of his eyes as he thrashed. He knew the sound of his own horse even among the cacophony of agony. He could hear his barb being butchered.
I'll kill them! I'll kill them!
Marta! Help me!
I will kill you all! Do you hear me? I will come back and kill every last one of you! God is my witness! I will come back and kill you in your kitchens! I will kill you in front of your children and burn down your houses! I'll sow the earth with your blood and salt it! I will!
The halo of hate in the bottom of Cole's skull shattered apart. Pinpricks of purple light spattered across his vision, and he reeled around drunkenly. He watched with detached interest as Marta pulled back her mailed fist. Marta's armored hand flew at his jaw as slow as a dream. It was the last thing Cole saw.